I really wrote it for me. It was what I found funny and what I liked. Those are the words of J.K. Rowling, author of the enormously popular Harry Potter books. The quote refers to the first in a series of novels featuring a young character who has carved out a permanent place for his creator in the world of children's literature.
Joanne Kathleen Rowling was born in England in 1965 and wrote her first story at the age of six. She was in her mid-20s when the idea for the Harry Potter novels came to her during a long train ride. By the end of that journey, she says, the character of Harry and the School for Wizards, which he attends, were more or less fully formed in her mind.
It would be several years, however, before the novel was completed. By that time, Rowling had been through a failed marriage. Living on welfare as a single parent, she wrote about Harry Potter while sitting in an Edinburgh cafe, with her daughter asleep beside her. She could not have dreamed of the fame and success which Harry would bring her in the years to come.
Harry Potter is not your average superhero. He is 12 years old, skinny, wears glasses, and tends to worry a lot. Yet, he has captured the imagination of children and adults the world over and has introduced millions to the joys of reading.
Harry's appeal stems from his role as a very ordinary boy who finds himself in extraordinary situations. Orphaned as a baby, Harry spends the next 10 years being mistreated by the awful relatives with whom he lives. On his 11th birthday, he learns that he possesses magical powers and is admitted for training at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
The adventures of Harry and his friends at the school are superbly narrated by J.K. Rowling. She manages to lead her millions of readers deep into the world of the supernatural, while at the same time dealing with the fears and emotions of the ordinary human world. Many feel that this is the real magic of Harry Potter.